delighted to be here.
So there.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Very quite well.
I've never been known to say nothing.
Can you say something?
I couldn't say something back. And I'd much rather say nothing. This is most extraordinary. Then again, being dead is an extraordinary business. Especially when you're talking to people on Earth who are supposed to be alive and are very much dull and dead, and dead in consequence. Destroying little cities.
Yes.
Seems to mean a great deal of interest in me. My work. My name got me into a great deal of trouble when I was on your side. When one writes, done what has to mean you have to pay. There's nothing to bar you. I'm clearly putting down on paper your thoughts. You didn't have to use another human being to demonstrate that which you feel intensely within yourself. I find it extremely irritating because how can another person be responsible for that which I want to convey to you with clarity and intelligence? No individual can ever act as an instrument in a good sense. I remember way back, centuries ago, I must seem, if not to you today, and I used to cry to people to portray characters that I had created, the same lines that I had given them. These styles are often so strange to me, because if they were not my lines at all, yet they were. The people, very seldom seem to have a lot of information. Very seldom seem to be able to put some weight behind the right word, to convey the meaning behind the sentence, to give it authority and tone and colour. And where the people were, in all due respect, very important just. Same applies here, using a medium to communicate with you from the side of life, like using an actor on your side to try and use that button to impersonate, to give through, as it were, one step, or that which was its written in case of my flesh. All very confusing. Oh, you might as well know. My name is Wilde.
Oh, so
am I. Oh, thank you.
Oh, yes.
How fortunate you are.
Oh, yes.
I say how fortunate you are to have met my books.
Yes, I have. Yes,
knowledge comes with a dark life, they were told. That's why I came in this house and I've seen it. They hadn't really grown to wash in there. When you saw me, there you are.
And I find it weird that you're very excited. I really found it weird that people like children, that I have knowledge. And they express their knowledge.
So many of those on your side have to say, isn't there, to know this knowledge, to know this truth, to know about communication, to know about life after death. So many of them seem to me rather like overgrown children. They haven't really benefited from their knowledge. Indeed, it seems to me that some would be better like it.
Yes, there is a point there that some would be better like it. But the way you really use it.
You know, you don't want to attack this subject if you were some missionary going out into darkest Africa. You might end up in the cooking pot, you know.
I thought you meant about the morning cooking pot.
I'm quite sure you have, and I'm quite sure the people who stirred the cooking pot for you have been used spiritually.
Yes.
You'd be much safer among the wildlife.
Yes, I
agree. These spiritualists. You know, I've seen it at many of their so-called meetings and stuff. You know, if it were not rather sad, it would be highly amusing. I think some of these seances, these meetings, and really, it's so pathetic. Mm-hmm. I've seen dear little old women in bathwater standing up or waiting, or at least so they thought, thinking, no doubt, they were being controlled by some great entity or soul from this side. Their imagination would run right in bathwater. So much harm is done by these strange creatures. Why is it that the women of 60 turn into this sort of thing and become most extraordinary characters in consequence? They would be much happier pushing a bassinet up any sort of road. Possibly. They certainly hadn't been given birth to children, but they didn't birth to some very weird creations purporting to come from outside of life. Why should I tell you what I'm doing?
Oh, you're interesting,
but... Actually, I'm still writing. And I'm still having my plays performed. And I am off school department to go down into the last stairs to help. Says that I should be called to that. Possibly you might even interpret as well. Probably I'm more suitable to help people on last stairs, which I hadn't progressed very much myself. But actually, I'm very much in tune with all people. My mind, I trust, gives me the entree, even if my reputation does not.
Oh, I don't know. That's what I think you're all
true. My reputation does not worry me. But it seems to worry a hell of a lot of people on your side.
Your books are very valuable in knowledge.
Yes, more money has been made out of my reputation since my death than ever I was able to make out of my plays, which goes to say that still it's very successful.
You said it a while
ago,
you always had a very open mind, didn't you?
My mind was always wide open.
It was above the average.
My mind was always very wide open, and as you say, above the average. Can you tell me what the average is, and how open a mind should be? I was always ready to receive inspiration. Indeed, I might say that my most successful work was due to the fact that I had an open mind, and in consequence, much was poured through it of inspiration. Which was highly successful, and I feel sure that if it were not the fact that I was high-minded, you wouldn't have had perhaps some of the successful work that I was able to perform. Mm-hmm. But of course, all this is a matter of dispute among many people. One man's black poison is another man's meat.
Oh, no, I can see that.
Every
rat
has its spark
somewhere to a certain extent. Oh, but don't take away our own personality, my dear. Please, please. But I'm quite suggested that I'm inspired. I was always an inspiring figure. In fact, now I've become almost all inspiring, possibly for some days. You wish we could drop the Christmas tree, Mr. Darius.
No, no.
Oh, to be curious, it's obviously
yours.
So many people when on Earth were so serious that they couldn't fail to be acted for it. And I refused to join such a gallery.
Yes, please don't drop it,
because
it wouldn't be you if you'd
drop that one. This I do think it was there, because there will always be people who say, how do we know that it was Oscar Wilde? And so I'm expected to come back very much the same attitude towards life and towards people, and to say the same sort of things that would be expected of me. So for your sakes I do this, because I know, poor dear, you're struggling so desperately hard to convince. And if I could assist you to convince, then I should be doing some good work that may wipe out some of my block. Oh.
Well, since you've been on the other side, have you
learned anything? I'd be a most strange person if I hadn't learned something after being here so long.
Mm-hmm.
We all learn, whether we like it or not, whether we are apt pupils or not. We all learn, no matter how bad the teacher.
Were you surprised when you found
yourself? Nothing that ever surprised me. And certainly nothing was of this surprise in regard to God, because she was a person who was always doing those surprising things that one would believe only one day in the Bible. In fact, she seemed such an extraordinary character that it became interesting in consequence.
Yes. how actually did you find yourself in your classroom?
Can you describe your actual person? Oh, like a guy looking for the elf.
Mm-hmm.
But you must have
found yourself somewhere in a garden or a room or...
Why should I necessarily find myself in a garden? Or why, for that matter, should I necessarily find myself in the room? How embarrassing would it be to simply woke up and find that you and Lady Cynthia moved wider than you should have been most.
People met you,
didn't
they? Something else met you and talked to you,
isn't it? Well, it's a natural thing, I suppose, to assume that you're going on a long, frozen journey somewhere, and that your friend at the other end will be at the station to meet you. But I remember taking some extraordinary long journey, having a wearisome trip in consequence, and arriving in the middle of the night, no one there, no one was born, no one was angels. Just got everyone, but with one's luggage. Wondering when to get the nearest hotel or to get the train and go straight there. But of course, unfortunately, one can't get the train and come back to your side of life, or fortunately, whichever way you have to do it. But actually, just I was met by my mother.
Yes.
And how did you find things there? Did you find much about the train speed on Earth, or did you find things?
Naturally, Uganda is a strange country, but I find it really fascinating. But the extraordinary and interesting thing is that the people will say, situation may be different, the country may be different, habits may be different, one's attitude towards life may be different. The people they are the same, they still look the same, they still are the same. And because it is something to I met many people that I admired. Many that I didn't admire, since I learned to admire for different reasons, of course. And I've traveled a great deal into many places, many spheres, many countries, if you like to call them such, using the case they are. There are no barriers, only barriers of one's self, within one's self, and one's own mind. The barriers between human relationships to peoples are human. They are man-made. One learns to discard them. One learns to avoid walking with the pitfalls. When one's been here, even for a short time, one realizes how very much we are all part of the other. We are all entwined in the tune, though sometimes at first it seems that we're very much out of tune. We are all very much in tune and all very much of one mind and of one spirit. So the infinite, those all God's children eventually begin to merge the retainer individuality and separate personality. We all begin to merge into the aha moments and in consequence begin in a condition of peace and quietude and harmony where all of these have his or her interest, such as there may be some feeling you urge me to work in various ways, that is enough. I prefer to continue to write because writing was to really extend my life, and I'm hoping to find the instrument on your side, if I can, whose mind will sufficiently open that I might be able to transmit new plays, new works, new things in truth, which will help humanity and enlighten humanity. But always remember that the best way to reach man's heart is not to stomach, but to reach his heart is to realize that one must give to him something which is finally more than material thing, something of the mind and spirit, which will last in time itself. I feel that I could occupy the situation to you as well.
Well, you have the real fire, sir. Your book I admire very, very much. You said that you wrote.
I wonder if that should ask me the name of one of you.
But I also read about your trial too, about the last, and I thought you didn't have a very clear trial.
Thank you very much.
Well,
there's
many
of
you.
Your trial has been enacted several times. It is, I know, it's been the most highly successful part of my career.
Well, have you any of these? I still want to write better, I still want to reinstate myself in your school and in your society.
Not that I ever felt completely out of it, but I was sufficiently vain to assume that I could recapture my old post in the world. But that's a long time ago. Since then I've changed.
Mm. Yeah. Is there anybody you would like to give
a message to go down the street? I don't think there's anyone left on your side that I have any particular desire or interest in this story.
Have you met Sarah Shaw, sir?
Oh, I can make sure. Of course, I get sure. Mm-hmm. What a man.
That's it, yes.
Extraordinary character. Brilliant. His father. Well, I've not seen things I'm supposed to do to some extent to go to.
What do you like on your side of playing up for you? There's something about the audience.
You mean Victoria?
Yes. Oh, you know, you're better than things like that. You're not sure, don't you? Anyway. You're still acting on it. You're still on play when that time. That's
all right. It's all right. It's all right. Continuous. Our world is in some things, as I admit, I've heard place to nurture your heart and have all the manner of scenery that you are accustomed to. Even more beautiful. Nature, as you know, nature exists here. But the worst aspects of the more irritating aspects of nature are not non-existent to us. For instance, we don't have pests such as flies, earwigs, and all the irritating things that nature concocts to annoy man. Those things seem to disappear, fortunately. We seem to have all the beauty and the loveliness of nature without all the petty irritants. No more swatting flies. I smell them once in the lunch in all the afternoon chair. The swatter. When she had a swat in afternoon, I often wonder what she must be doing here without a swatter and without flies to swat. Oh, a long time ago, things have changed. I live in London. I hardly recognize it. Thank God I lived before my time.
Yes, it's just
this. You don't recognize all the
sort of tall buildings that you're doing now. I don't recognize hardly anything of London. And I'm very happy that I came as I did, and I departed as I did. I really want to live in your London today.
What are your buildings like in your, on your side?
They're all manner of buildings. But on the same as I did, they are all evident. Great beauty.
For towns or cities?
Yes, you could call them cities. There are cities in which untold thousands of people live and have their habitat, but so different from it. In some ways, they're like the old.
But you don't have cars or things like that, do you?
No, thank goodness. You do not have various machines. Horses, we still have. Animal pets. Much that meant so much to humanity. And humanity, to some extent, gave to in return. Just as one's pet dog, one's pet horse. Animals are very dear to humans. Unfortunately, humans are very often dear to animals. I sometimes think the animals are more advanced than humans.
Yes.
I think they follow their natural instincts and they're not. In consequence, considering doing anything morally or otherwise wrong, human beings are always in trouble because they are trying desperately. Often to fight their true selves. Man should be allowed to be his true self, because only by that can he be together. I do not mean by that that crime as such should be recognized or in any way assisted. But there should be some curb, it is true, by the law. But the law has such strange ways of working. It cannot understand the frailties, or if it does understand the frailties of the human, it often punishes unnecessarily. We must help each other, we must learn to be more kind and more tolerant. We must try always to trust those in the other person's place. Try to realize that we have a duty to others, and that we're only worthy of it to find our salvation is to be merciful, and to be good, and to give love.
Do you ever touch yourself in writing?
Yes, I do. Very beautiful house. The house of my own heart. There's given things I suppose it is because I myself created it. But I didn't realize it. I was creating if I ever came here by my thoughts. By what of thoughts?
So with the garden and all that of time?
I had a garden. Not too large, but sufficient.
Yes.
I was never one for the outdoor life. I appreciated nature, so I preferred to watch nature from a distance rather than to always be underneath her glaring light. One perceives often more clearly, more distinctly from the distance. I must go. I will come and talk to you here.
Very well.
And even sometimes I see the glare feet. I've done it as much for your benefit.
Oh, yes.
All right. I've measured your health around me.
Well,
otherwise, if I'm not to some extent my own self, people will say that cannot be.
Mm-hmm.
So for your sakes, I do this. And I can and will draw on things which we should speak about in due course. May God bless you. That is a common thing to say, I do. You say goodbye, spirit of justice. May God bless you, my friend. Now, self for the rest. Be one of them. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Warren. Bye-bye.